Al-Bayan Radio presents a short explanation of the comprehensive chapter from Bulugh al-Maram, presented by Sheikh Khalid Muhammad.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man walah. Welcome back, my respected brothers and sisters, to another episode of the comprehensive book from Bulugh al-Maram. And we ended in the last episode with wallahi what is an amazing and great hadith in Islam, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, verily the thing that I fear for you most is the minor shirk or the lesser shirk. And they asked him, meaning the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, they said, Ya Rasulullah, what is this minor shirk? And he said, it is to show off or showing off. Subhanallah, we mentioned that just because it is defined or called, minor shirk, we do not degrade it or turn a blind eye to it. For verily, it is a wasila. It is a means to the greater shirk, which could potentially and possibly make you leave the fold of Islam. So to continue this narration, we mentioned that showing off comes in many forms, and it is to seek the pleasure and the eyes and the ease of the people in acts of worship. And we mentioned that all acts of worship can only be for Allah and should only be directed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we said in this episode, inshaAllah ta'ala, we'll mention another form of the minor shirk, the lesser shirk, and that is to make an oath by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we mentioned the athar about Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, this great companion, where he was climbing a tree one day and he had extremely skinny legs and he was cutting toothsticks, which as we know is the siwak from the arak tree. And the companions, they saw this and they started laughing. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to them and he said, Mimma tadhakoon, what are you laughing at? So they said to him, Ya Rasulullah, O Ya Nabi Allah, O Prophet of Allah, from the skinniness of his legs, of his shins. So he said, do you laugh at this? Verily they will be, or by the one in whose hand my so is, they will be heavier on the scale than the mountain of Uhud. And this was collected in by Ahmad and classified as authentic by Ahmad Shakir rahimahumullah. So what did he say? He said, لَأَنْ أَحْلِفَ بِاللَّهِ كَاذِبًا أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَحْلِفَ بِغَيْرِهِ صَادِقًا, that I make an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst lying, which is a major sin, is more beloved to me than to make an oath by other than Allah whilst being truthful. Subhanallah. So we know that making an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can only be done in truth. And we know that one who makes an oath by other than Allah has committed a form of shirk. And the principle is, لله سبحانه وتعالى أن يقسم بما شاء من مخلوقاته على ما شاء منها ولا يجوز لمخلوق كائنا من كان أن يحلف ويقسم بغير الله. That it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make an oath, to swear by whatever he wills from his creation. However, it is not for the creation to make an oath by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, you hear in our day and age today, by your life, by my life, by your honor, by my children's life, for example, by my grandmother's life, anything. They say anything these days. People make an oath by anything and everything. This is all haram and not from Islamic teachings. Where is the proof for this? The proof is in the authentic sunnah, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مَنْ حَلَفَ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ كَفَرَ أَوْ أَشْرَكْ. Whoever makes an oath by other than Allah, he has committed an act of kufr or an act of shirk. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in a narration collected by Al-Bukhari, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْهَاكُمْ أَنْ تَحْلِفُوا بِآبَائِكُمْ فَمَنْ كَانَ حَالِفًا فَلَا يَحْلِفْ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. That verily Allah prohibits you, meaning, O Muslims, O people, you are prohibited from making an oath by your fathers. Whomsoever makes an oath, then let him not make an oath except by Allah. And that which was collected in Sahih Muslim, مَنْ كَانَ حَالِفًا فَلَا يَحْلِفْ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Whomsoever makes an oath, then let him not make an oath except by Allah, or let him remain silent. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا تَحْلِفُوا بِآبَائِكُمْ وَلَا أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ وَلَا تَحْلِفُوا بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he said, do not make an oath by your fathers or by your mothers, and do not make an oath by Allah except if you are truthful. So it is upon the individual to believe also others when they make an oath. Because you see today, subhanallah, when somebody says, Wallah I did, Wallah I did not, Wallah I have this, Wallah, it's there. Wallah, it's not there, etc. Somebody will say, nah, brother, you're not telling the truth. I don't believe you. Then they'll say, for example, by my life. And that person will say, oh, hold on, you know. They might start to believe him a little bit. Then they'll say, by my mother's life. Whoa, now we believe you. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. He is the greatest. So making an oath by him, it is upon the individual to believe somebody else when he makes an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as comes in the authentic narration in Al-Bukhari, where Isa, we know our beloved Prophet Jesus alayhi salam, Ra'a Isa ibn Maryam, or Ra'a Isa ibn Maryam, Rajulan yasriq, faqala lahu asaraqt. قال كلا والله الذي لا إله إلا هو فقال عيسى آمنت بالله وكذبت عيني. That Jesus عليه السلام, he saw a man stealing. He saw him. He actually witnessed him stealing. And he asked him, did you steal? He said, no, by Allah, the one whom there is none who has the right to be worshipped except him. So عيسى عليه السلام, upon hearing this, he said, آمنت بالله وكذبت عيني. I believe in Allah and suspect my eyes. يعني I belie my eyes that saw this action. Why? Why? Because you made an oath by Allah, and the oath by Allah is sacred. So what can you say? What should you say? You should only make an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, you say, Billahi, Wallahi, Tallahi, Birabbil Ka'bah, Warabbil Ka'bah, Walladhi nafsi biyadih, Walladhi la ilaha illa hu, and many others. Subhanallah, by saying, for example, by the Lord of the Ka'bah, by the Lord of anything, the Lord of this camel, by the Lord of this house, by anything, my brothers and sisters, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as you say and intend that you are making an oath by Allah Azza wa Jal, that is what matters, and that is what inshaAllah ta'ala will protect you from committing shirk in this action. So until next time, my brothers and sisters, we will be going through the next narration inshaAllah ta'ala, which is, who is the real strong man? It's not the good wrestler, but the strong man is the one that controls himself when he is angry. So until next time, wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.